Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The world is a great big Jaffa cake. Some people don't like it, others do. Either way, it's okay. All you've got to say is not today. Thank you.
Hello, good morning, and hello, and welcome to the... I've got a throat bubble. I'm just swallowing. Hang on. It's still there. I've still got a throat bubble. I don't know what I should drink something. Hello.
That's got it. Morning. Conservatives. Do you remember around the sort of election defeats and all the rest of it, and Conservatives mournfully saying, this mournful tone saying, well, you know, it's actually quite sad because actually we need a strong opposition. You know, it's actually really important for democracy. We need a strong opposition.
Well, they must be overjoyed now, mustn't they?
Keir Starmer. Pretty forensic, I thought, in Prime Minister's questions yesterday.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Last Friday, the Health Secretary said that from the start we tried to throw a protective ring around our care homes. That caused quite a reaction. Yesterday, it was flatly contradicted. Now, I've checked the Prime Minister's homework, and instead of doing the written exercise I sent him, I see he's drawn a series of grotesque caricatures of male genitalia, along with the scrawled epithet, Keir Starmer bummed a llama. Here's what's going to happen now. I'm going to be very angry, but I'm going to do it in a frighteningly calm way. And I'm going to let you fill the space with your baboonish bluster.
Well, there's Keir. Now, Cyclone Amphan forced the evacuation of 2.8 million people. I don't know if you saw the footage. Horrendous kind of torrential tropical storm hurricane. I mean, it's not a tropical storm, I know that, but you know what I'm saying. Verily, the absolute mother of airborne water droplets. We're going to need an awfully big mask. But that's okay. The government, our government, the British government, has issued a handy guide to how to make a mask out of old T-shirts. And if I had time, I'd do a Kirsty Allsop sketch where she'd be saying, today I'm going to make my own mask out of a T-shirt. I think maybe I'll put some digestive biscuits on it. Anyway, masks apparently are sort of effective. And even like homemade things and scarves, not bad. But it's all about the seal. Not the kiss from a rose guy, but you have to make sure there's no, otherwise all you're doing really is compressing the air and pressurizing it. They did these tests, you know, so if there's not a tight seal, then all you're doing is concentrating the powerful outblow if you were to cough or whatever. Like, I don't know if you've ever had a streaming cold and sneezed without a perfect seal of tissue around your nose and made a sort of snot spout like 200 feet into the air. Absolutely beautiful to watch. It's kind of like the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Anyway, they did all these tests with a machine. Apparently, there is such a thing as a coughing simulator.
A new pandemic requires a new coughing simulator. Introducing the Expectomatic 500, the future of synthesized coughing.
Hi, I'm Steve Weirdo, one of those bizarre expat British guys who inexplicably shows up doing low-rent commercials in America. I'm wearing quite a tight T-shirt. I go to the gym a lot, but my eyes look tired. Let's talk about the Expectomatic 500.
Are you a scientist, tired of having to cough every time you're doing a coughing experiment? Or do you spend far too much of your vacation time trying to attract the attention of a receptionist in a hotel? Or do you have, you know, a thing about coughing? The Expectomatic 500 can cough for you, and much, much more.
bug on your head, it's gone. Unwanted garnish on a piece of fish, it's gone. A mouth full of sand, open wide and it's gone.
But that's not all. Call to order in the next 209 minutes and we'll give you the free candy-made attachment. Fill it with your favourite candy, screw it into the back of the head and enjoy the ultimate high-velocity snacking experience.
Oh, God! Cindy, no! No!
The Expect-O-Matic 500 is not available in any shop due to prohibitive safety legislation, but we can ship it to you in a plain brown wrapper from the British Virgin Islands when you call +1284-888-PHLEM. That's +1284-888-PHLEM. And remember, if you don't love it,
cough!
I'm just literally filling while I check all my emails and stuff. Have you seen any of the Grace and Perry Art Club shows on Channel 4? They're really good. Start with the Jim Moyer one, which I think is the most recent one. They're just lovely, kind of very moving, just nice, positive, warm, friendly, uplifting things. They're exactly right for the lockdown, where he's just doing pictures and getting people to send him pictures. And okay, fine, they have some celebrities doing pictures because, of course, you have to have celebrities. Jim Moyer, though, is utterly brilliant. And Joe Lycett is wonderful. I haven't seen all of the rest, so I can't really attest to them. But it's just there's just the pleasure of watching Grayson and Philippa Perry just pottering about in their studio. And I don't know who shot it, but they did an amazing job. I'm wondering if it's... I think they've got a daughter. Yeah, it's just great. It was really good. Let's deal with some emails then. Here's one from Neil. Neil says, "Hi, Jake. I'm extremely worried at the moment." Oh, Neil, are you okay? It's scary Mark in your bush. "No one is talking about your gruds." Gruds? "Your pants, briefs, boxers, your unmentionables. Since the start of lockdown, I've gone through 6 sets of pants. They're all wearing out in the same area. The he says. Perineum. Is anyone, like, obviously I'm thrilled that Nando's is making a special kind of spicy mayonnaise. I'm not entirely happy that they call it Perineum. That feels like the worst product ever. Anyway, he says, that's if you don't know what the perineum is, it's the bit between your and your... How it's happening, I have no idea. It can't be friction. I've hardly been anywhere. I've noticed this morning that there's another one starting to go today. Chris Whitty should be reporting on this issue. I bet it's the EU again. Yeah! Wearing our groins out... give us our blue passports and a fresh pair of underkecks. Undies mean undies. Thanks, I think I'll be okay. That's fine. I actually need to sew up some of mine. And it's not actually the Perineum. It's more around the... anyway, you do not need to hear about my underwear now, do you? Pablo's sent a thing and it's really exciting and I honestly don't think I've got time to deal with it today. This is awful. This is like the shortest podcast ever because I don't know. I don't know what I can do about this. There's just no time. I've got to do the top trumps. Beyond that, I just don't know. So shall we do them? Let's do the top trumps. All right. Top trumps! So today we have Ollie. He's one of our listeners, and we're playing Top Trumps with him against Isabel. Which, in parenthesis afterwards, says, yes, it is, even on a tandem. So, Ollie, let's go through his stats. Strength, full. Height, underwhelming. Agility, once feline, now bovine. That's good. Talent, breakfast whisperer. Oh, yeah. On the live stream, making this podcast, Ollie's kind of there, and he's always suggesting breakfast things, and it's quite hard. I get quite distracted sometimes. And his saying is, "Fancy some breakfast?" Sounds good. All right, we need to pick one. I mean, if it's full strength, surely logic suggests we should pick that, right? Full strength is going to be hard to beat, I think. So, Isabel. Strength, Uzbek proof. I feel like that would beat British full strength, wouldn't it? I think it would. I think Isabel's won this one. I'm sorry, Ollie. There's a phrase. Height. We'll go through the rest of Isabel's stats. Height. Yeah, you okay? Okay. Agility. Fragility, more like. Talent. Cat mimic. Okay, well, the tray's in the corner, Isabel. And saying, not saying, but drowning. Oh, Isabel. I think you've... Uzbek proof. I feel like that's strong. I feel like that's very, very strong. There's so much I want to do, but I can't do today because I'm truly and fully out of time. We'll do our Desert Island Fridge stuff tomorrow. We will talk about our plan to steal Aka Bilk's diamond-encrusted clarinet from a vault in Switzerland, which seems to be a plan. Oh! There was one more thing I was going to do. I wanted to do some Amal Rajan. It's been a long time since we've heard from Amal Rajan, isn't it? And I thought, well, I suddenly realized I don't need to write anything, because if you haven't seen the actual Amal Rajan's Instagram, I'm just going to read out his latest post to you in the voice of Amal Rajan. Are you ready?
My beloved city continued. Best discovery of lockdown? Nope, none of the Netflix shows or films I've watched. The Last Dance, Afterlife, Unorthodox, Uncut Gems, Tiger Tail, Tiger King, Becoming, Tell Me Who I Am, Greatest Events of World War II in Colour.
Are you doing any work, mate?
Yes, my 4-year-old son is obsessed with the war.
What are you showing a 4-year-old?
I fought for calling him Winston, I guess. But also the result of too many afternoons at the RAF Museum in Colindale, which is sick. Best discovery is Epping Forest. Years ago, I lived in Leytonstone in East London. Occasionally, after a bender and in a state of some disrepair, me and some mates would saunter into the edge of the forest to ruminate on, in trees, and discuss Kierkegaard, etc.
Come on.
But the other day, I went deep into the forest, and it turns out it is vast. Undulating, open and closed and hidden and blatant, immensely beautiful and ideal for marauding children. Next to a sun-kissed lake, we played hide-and-seek in a dense woodland. Oh, Amal, this is incredible prose. The floor of which was carpeted by endless golden brown leaves, like an ocean of smashed Marmite jars. Playful? Risible. We parked up on a road called Baldwin's Hill, opposite a bit called Ash Green. It opens right into the forest. You could walk for hours with just the right chance of getting mildly lost. The phone reception is not great. Another blessing. Ah, Amal, the digital detox. So important. In my dreamland.
Come on, it would just be an endless parking lot with Audi A3s in pure white.
In my dreamland, every city would be decorated with dense forests where lovers could frolic. Families play forever around the lovers. Come on, turn it up. It's a family show. And kids who don't have space at home feel free to run with gusto.
Is he coming? Ah, gusto.
On adventures that mean nothing and everything all at once.
Shedding a tear at the end there.
Amal Rajan there. Absolutely stunning prose. Well done. If you don't believe me, just check out Amal Rajan on Instagram. There he is.
What can I do? What can I do? There's nothing I can do anymore. He's beyond parody. Right. That's it. Thanks very much indeed for your company. I will see you tomorrow. I hope you'll be here. And we will nail this week, finally, into the... say kitten. That's awful. Anyway, we'll wrap it up. Thanks very much. Lots of love. Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.